SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Alrighty, it's a good, the bad, and the dumb here in the midway point of the week. It is the Wednesday edition. We always like to feel good at the midway. Well, we like to feel good every day, so the good of the day is...
I'm going to guarantee this will probably be one of your favorite goods of all time.
Oh, I love that. Love when you preface it that way.
Yes, there's a... According to researchers at the University College London, that sitting through a film at the movie theater, at the cinema, if you will... Could be considered light exercise.
Oh, yes! I knew it!
They found that moviegoers often experience heart rate increases equal to about 40 minutes of low-impact cardio.
Hey, that's an interesting study. So what they're saying is if you watch a dramatic movie or an intense movie, then you could your heart rate could pound, and that's just that's like aerobic exercise.
Yep. I mean, it's probably counteracted to, you know, the gigantic tub of popcorn you polish off.
Yeah, we're right. So,
but yeah, it's considered. I mean, I guess you can consider it low impact cardio. They did a study when people watched the live action remake of Aladdin. They observed 51 participants and found that they were wearing sensors that were tracking their heart rates and skin reactions during the film.
That's amazing. That's amazing. All right, now I got to go to more intense movies.
Yeah, a normal resting heart rate is between 60 and 100 beats per minute.
Right.
The results that they found showed that those who spent 40 minutes in a movie theater reached a healthy heart zone.
That's great.
With rates landing somewhere between 40 to 80% of its maximum rate.
That's pretty cool. So find a movie that will take your heart rate up.
Well,
and let it stay there for a while.
I sat there. I was talking to my wife the other day saying, you know, New Year's resolution, we want to get back into shape.
More movies.
Well, I was getting ready to go to the gym that's in our neighborhood at the community center.
Why do that? You can be entertained and have your heart rate go through the roof.
I could just go sit back in a movie and watch a movie. You know, I'll skip the popcorn.
Now,
it'll be hard, but I'll skip the popcorn.
They're saying this Adam Sandler movie, Uncut Gems, the one that's got Kevin Garnett in it.
Yes.
They say that is an emotional roller coaster all the way through to the end. They say people can't leave to go pee because it's intense constantly. There's a level of anxiety the movie brings. So that would be one of those movies where you're like, oh my God, I worked out for 2 hours.
Yeah, that might be a low to medium impact cardio, you know? I mean, like a little bit higher. Like, you know, I was thinking of movies. If you go and you saw Frozen, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's probably going to be considered on the low scale because, you know, I mean, it's a cartoon. But I'm thinking back, like, if you went and saw Speed for the first time.
Right. Now, that was the one with the bomb on the bus.
Yeah, it was just you were on the edge of your seat for the entire movie. You know, that one probably be a good workout for you.
Wouldn't it be weird if you, like, showed up to, like, a party or something where you hadn't seen somebody in like a year and they were like, God, you lost a lot of weight. What are you doing? Cardio? Lifting weights? Movies, man. Tell you what, movies. I strap on one of those Fitbit things that monitor my heart rate. My heart rate goes in the fat burning zone for 2 straight hours. Pick the right movie. Watch the pounds pour off.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, maybe we should watch The Irishman in the theater, right?
Yeah.
Man,
my
that's
God.
3.5 hours. That might be a workout worth a week.
That might be near heart attack level. You're like, you can't work out that long. God, that's awesome. That is great. Nice study.
Yes.
Wait. I hope they got well funded for that one.
Way to put tax dollars to good use.
Exactly.
Like, all right. So because it wasn't ours.
It wasn't ours. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. There's a little bit more Astros fallout.
All right.
The Staten Island Yankees.
Yes.
Are holding a mini trash can giveaway.
That's awesome.
When they play host to the Tri-City Valley Cats in September.
Why wouldn't they?
The Tri-City Valley Cats are an Astros Class A short season affiliate.
So they're basically saying, you come to the Staten Island Yankees game,
yep.
We're going to give you a mini trash can.
Exactly.
Yeah, well done. Minor League Baseball does this constantly, though. They come up with these kind of things that are really good.
I mean, you know, I will put that up one up over, there was a Philadelphia news station I don't have that story in front of me. I just remember seeing a clip of it. But he interviewed, he said, who was a key witness to the Astros cheating. And he interviewed a trash can on on the news.
Actual trash can?
Yeah, they brought the trash can in studio, and he sat there and was asking the trash can questions.
See, a better one would be if you got Oscar the Grouch.
Yes, I thought
like,
that, too.
If you were, like, interviewing Oscar the Grouch, and he was just like, I'm so tired of them banging my can for fastballs, or something like that. Somebody who does a better impression than me.
That was pretty good, man. I was all of a sudden back in my childhood going, oh, speak more, Oscar.
That would have been a good, funny radio bit.
Tell me how grumpy you are today, Oscar.
Oh, man, the change-up really gives me a headache. That's what they needed. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or filthy or dusty. Those Astros are driving me crazy. Oh, I love trash. That's what they should have done. Banging trash cans.
Oh, God.
That would have been funnier if they had pulled that off. Did they bang the trash can as an answer?
I have no idea. I just saw him. He literally sat there with a microphone to a trash can. I was like, what? This looks like a really bad SNL skit. This looks like an SNL skit that they pitched.
And right.
They're like, no, this is the dumbest thing on the planet.
Lauren Michaels is like, no. We're not doing that nonsense. Yeah. No chance.
That's going to end up on the cutting room floor.
Yeah. The Staten Island Yankees, though, by the way, play right near the ferry that you take to Manhattan. So when you go up Staten
Makes
Island,
a lot
you
of
catch,
sense.
Catch the ferry to the free ferry to Manhattan.
And if you go,
you can pass the Staten Island Yankee Stadium.
And if you go sometime in September, not sure on the date, you can get a free trash can.
Get a free trash can.
It's a mini size, though.
Just a mini size, not a real. Yeah. Not giving away.
It's probably big enough to hold gun wrappers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's all right. So,
I mean,
not
something,
bad.
Something that sits on your desk. I mean, a talking piece, if you will.
We both can agree that they expect more of these kind of things minor league affiliates around the country.
I'm certain that people are going to have their fun with them.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. So I'm looking at possibly, if I'm not mistaken, the Oklahoma City Dodgers. I think play somebody associated with the Astros in their league. Maybe Round Rock. Maybe a possibility of a promotion there.
Well, the Dodgers, I've been told not to talk about it. So
That's true. That's
true. They can't do anything yet.
Yeah.
However, the Yankees are like, we'll just do whatever we want. We're the
Our
Yankees.
Affiliate's giving away trash cans, and we're just going to complain about it openly on television.
Bearing them as much as we want.
Don't you worry about that. We're not keeping our mouth shut. We're going right to the source.
Wait till we get a hold of the Red Sox now.
Oh, that's right. Wait till we get a hold of the Red Sox. Oh my God! Wait till that comes down the pipe. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I'm going to explain to you the difference between the Knicks and the Lakers. Okay.
Ooh, okay. Because I've been curious.
I know
as
you
how
have been.
The Knicks and the Lakers are different.
And we're not talking about on-court stuff. We're talking about how organization is ran, okay?
Okay, good.
So there was a guy, a Lakers fan, who hit a half-court shot. Can you guess how much he won?
Laker fan.
In Los Angeles, hit a half-court shot.
$150,000.
Close, $100,000.
Okay, $100,000 is good change.
Knicks fan hits a half-court shot. You want to guess what he won?
A pair of tickets and some sneakers.
Close, $1,000 in scratch-offs.
He won $1,000 in scratch. They gave him $1,000 in scratch offs for hitting a half court shot.
Yep. Do you want to know how much he netted after scratching them all off?
Let me guess. Is the answer zero?
$500.
$500.
And now this fan is a little upset with the Knicks.
I'm going to tell you right now, this shouldn't even be a no brainer. You're the Lakers. You cut that guy a check for $100,000 and you give him a jersey. You give him a LeBron James jersey and $100,000. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
It's so funny to me.
Troll the Knicks. Just to make the Knicks angry at their stupid, stupid giveaway.
I mean, what makes me laugh is that this guy actually is upset, too.
He should be. Yeah. Now, he knew what the prize was if he hit the shot, or did they surprise him by going, it's a box. What's in the box? Could be $1 million, could be scratch-off tickets.
Yeah, he said, well, when they said scratch-offs, I instantly got a headache because I was going to have to scratch them all off.
Yeah, it's a pain.
I thought about who could I hire to do it for me, but then figured they might want some of the money, so I negated that idea. I was sort of like, WTF, man. Some dude just won $100,000 doing the same blank in L.A., and I got some lottery tickets. Still a blessing, though.
Oh, that's great. Lakers don't maybe make it 50 grand. Give them LeBron James autographed jersey and like 50 grand.
Yeah, tell maybe them, just go half.
Tell him to wear this the next time he's at the Knicks game.
But he got, I guess he apparently got $200 worth, or no, he got 200 tickets, $205 tickets.
Oh, God. Can you imagine cashing those stupid things in? Beep.
Hey, I thought that was beep, a lot better than, you know, $1,000 of $1 tickets.
Yeah.
But she probably would. I mean, you. Wouldn't you think maybe your odds would be better if you had $1,000 scratch off versus $205?
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, that, you might be right.
But I just love the fact that you got $1,000 worth of scratch offs and only netted $500.
I still get lottery tickets and birthday cards, which is really cool because I like scratch off tickets and I don't buy them enough. So every now and then, like my birthday, my aunt will send me one. But I always am conflicted because sometimes I'll win $10. But I don't know what to do. Like, I got to mail it back to my aunt who's got to cash it and then send me $10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, eh. So.
Have you ever gotten a fake one?
No. But can I tell you my scratch-off ticket story?
Sure.
From a couple of years ago when we come back?
Yeah.
Because I've got a really good one. All right, that's next. It's SB Nation Radio. That's the Good, the Bad, and the Dumb on a Wednesday on SB Nation AM.